Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Punarvasu Nakshatra, cognitive subconscious patterns, audio, visual, and kinesthetic. Some people perceive the world through structured thought, absorbing knowledge in a linear fashion, while others process information in cycles, constantly reevaluating and expanding their understanding. Punarvasu Nakshatra, known for its renewal-oriented mindset, adaptability, and philosophical depth, naturally leans toward learning through repetition, refinement, and reinterpretation. They don't just accept information, they revisit, reframe, and integrate it through various perspectives. If we analyze their cognitive processing through NLP styles, audio, visual, and kinesthetic, we can see how they absorb, interpret, and engage with their environment. If their mind is visually dominant, they don't just see images, they perceive patterns, cycles, and evolving forms in everything they observe. If Jupiter is in the first house in Punarvasu, they visualize knowledge expansively, seeing long-term growth and possibilities rather than immediate details. They thrive in big-picture thinking, storytelling, and conceptualizing future potentials. However, if Jupiter is in the seventh house, their visual focus shifts toward how they are perceived in relationships, social roles, and collaborative projects, often imagining how different scenarios will unfold before making commitments. If Mercury is in the third house in Punarvasu, their auditory processing is strong, making them highly verbal, analytical, and intellectually fluid. They learn best through conversation, repetition, and storytelling, often needing to hear concepts multiple times to refine their understanding. Their speech tends to be adaptive, able to revisit ideas and reframe them based on new insights. However, if Mercury is in the ninth house, their auditory learning expands into philosophical and abstract thinking, making them drawn to sacred texts, lectures, and dynamic discussions on higher knowledge and universal truths. If Moon is in the fourth house in Punarvasu, their kinesthetic processing is deeply tied to emotional memory and physical surroundings. They process experiences through comfort, familiarity, and emotional resonance, learning best when they can feel, experience, and revisit concepts in a safe and nurturing space. If Moon is in the 10th house, this kinesthetic awareness shifts toward career and societal impact, meaning they process personal growth through tangible achievements, professional cycles, and real-world application of wisdom. Punarvasu's ability to learn, refine, and renew its understanding of life makes them natural seekers of wisdom, constantly absorbing information through cycles of experience. Whether they see, hear, or feel their reality, they process knowledge through expansion, repetition, and a deep connection to the rhythms of change and renewal. Their greatest strength lies in their ability to revisit knowledge with fresh eyes, ensuring that no lesson is ever truly lost, but rather reinterpreted for greater insight and mastery. Punarvasu Nakshatra, motivation direction, towards versus away from. Some people move toward expansion, new experiences, and greater wisdom, while others are driven by the need to escape restrictions, instability, or past limitations. Punarvasu Nakshatra, known for its cyclical nature, adaptability, and philosophical depth, naturally leans toward growth and renewal, always seeking to refine and expand their understanding. However, whether they are motivated by pursuing something, towards, or by avoiding something, away from, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Moon in the first and seventh houses push them toward seeking, while Mercury and Saturn in the fourth and tenth houses may create motivation driven by avoidance or responsibility. If Jupiter is in the first house in Punarvasu, their motivation is purely towards oriented. They are constantly seeking knowledge, wisdom, and expansive opportunities. They are drawn to personal growth, higher learning, and new experiences that broaden their perspective. They are motivated by a vision of something greater than their present reality, making them idealistic, future-focused, and always looking for ways to evolve. However, if Jupiter is in the seventh house, their motivation shifts toward relationships, social influence, and partnerships that expand their understanding of life, making them seek connections that inspire and elevate them. If Moon is in the third house in Punarvasu, their motivation is fluid and emotionally driven, leaning towards thinking when inspired and away from when emotionally overwhelmed. They chase new conversations, fresh ideas, and intellectually engaging experiences, constantly seeking new stimuli and interactions that spark their curiosity. However, if Moon moves to the ninth house, their motivation becomes more structured towards spiritual, philosophical, and intellectual expansion, where they pursue wisdom, long-distance travel, and profound learning experiences as their primary motivators. If Mercury is in the fourth house in Punarvasu, their motivation tends to be away from oriented, meaning they are seeking to escape emotional instability, family pressures, or environments that feel restrictive. They often feel the need to detach from traditional thinking, past influences, or childhood conditioning, preferring to move toward intellectual freedom and new perspectives. Their curiosity is fueled by the desire to break free from mental stagnation, making them prone to frequent changes in thought patterns and perspectives. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their motivation shifts to towards, as they actively seek career recognition, public influence, and intellectual authority in their field. If Saturn is in the 4th house in Punarvasu, their motivation is deeply away from driven, as they work hard to avoid emotional instability, insecurity, or past burdens. They often feel the need to distance themselves from personal or familial struggles, focusing instead on building a life that is more structured and stable. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, they shift towards a goal-oriented motivation, seeking professional mastery, reputation, and long-term success. They are highly disciplined and work relentlessly toward building something meaningful and lasting. Punarvasu Nakshatra's philosophical and growth-oriented mindset makes it naturally inclined toward renewal, expansion, and the pursuit of knowledge. However, planetary placements determine whether they chase new experiences for inspiration or seek to escape past limitations. Their challenge is to balance their desire for discovery with the ability to stay grounded, ensuring their pursuit of knowledge leads to fulfillment rather than a constant cycle of seeking without satisfaction. Punarvasu Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some people are deeply introspective, focusing on their personal growth, thoughts, and emotions, while others are highly attuned to the external world, constantly observing, engaging, and responding to social interactions. Punarvasu Nakshatra, known for its philosophical mindset, adaptability, and constant search for wisdom, naturally oscillates between internal reflection and external expansion. However, whether their attention is primarily self-focused, centered on their own journey, or others-focused, engaged with people and surroundings, depends on planetary placements. Moon and Jupiter in the first and seventh houses influence self or others-oriented attention, while Mercury and Saturn in the fourth and tenth houses shape whether they are internally or externally driven. If Moon is in the first house in Punarvasu, their attention is highly self-focused. They are deeply engaged in their own emotions, intellectual growth, and personal philosophy, often prioritizing internal wisdom over external validation. Their mind is constantly processing information, drawing insights from past experiences, and refining their worldview. However, if Moon is in the seventh house, their attention shifts outward, making them highly relationship-driven, socially aware, and focused on how others perceive them. They may seek intellectual and emotional engagement through partnerships, often needing external input to validate or refine their ideas. If Jupiter is in the first house in Punarvasu, their focus is primarily on self-expansion, wisdom, and personal development. They trust their own intuition, beliefs, and experiences, often seeking growth through learning, exploration, and self-improvement. They are more likely to internalize their search for truth rather than seek it from external sources. However, if Jupiter is in the seventh house, their frame of attention becomes externally oriented, and they are highly motivated by intellectual exchange, teaching, and guiding others. They find purpose in helping others grow, forming meaningful relationships, and sharing knowledge with their social circle. If Mercury is in the fourth house in Punarvasu, their attention remains internally focused as they process information through deep contemplation, private study, and introspection. They prefer self-guided learning and intellectual independence, often taking time to digest knowledge before engaging with others. However, if Mercury is in the 10th house, their focus shifts outward, making them highly attuned to external communication, career-based discussions, and networking. They thrive in environments where they can exchange ideas, teach, and gain recognition for their intellectual contributions. If Saturn is in the fourth house in Punarvasu, their attention is structured and internally reflective, meaning they focus on self-discipline, emotional resilience, and inner stability. They are less likely to be influenced by external validation, instead relying on deep self-awareness and long-term planning. However, if Saturn is in the 10th house, their validation becomes externally conditioned. They become highly career-driven, focused on reputation, and deeply aware of how society perceives them. They measure success by their ability to meet expectations in their professional and public life. Punarvasu Nakshatra's love for learning and philosophical inquiry ensures that they engage with both internal reflection and external engagement. But planetary placements determine whether they seek truth from within or look to others for guidance and validation. Their challenge is to balance their introspective wisdom with external experiences, ensuring that their search for knowledge leads to both self-awareness and meaningful contributions to the world. Punarvasu Nakshatra, understanding chunk size. Some people grasp overarching patterns and big picture ideas, while others break things down into small, manageable steps to analyze every detail. Punarvasu Nakshatra, known for its cyclical nature, adaptability, and philosophical depth, naturally leans toward broad conceptual thinking, seeing life as a series of expansions and contractions. However, whether they are big picture, macro, thinkers, or detail-oriented microanalysts, depends on planetary placements. Jupiter and Mercury in the 1st, 5th, and 9th houses influence whether they focus on expansive knowledge or meticulous details. If Jupiter is in the 1st house in Punarvasu, their thinking is broad and general, meaning they prefer exploring universal truths, large-scale ideas, and philosophical wisdom rather than focusing on minor details. They thrive in abstract thought, long-term vision, and theoretical learning, often skipping over specifics in favor of understanding the bigger picture. However, this can sometimes cause them to miss crucial details necessary for execution. If Jupiter moves to the 9th house, their macro thinking expands even further, making them seekers of higher knowledge, spiritual exploration, and cross-cultural wisdom, often focusing on ideological frameworks rather than step-by-step execution. If Mercury is in the 5th house in Punarvasu, their thinking is highly specific, detail-focused, and structured. They excel in breaking down ideas into smaller components, analyzing nuances, and refining knowledge with precision. Unlike Jupiter, which prefers abstraction, Mercury in this position is methodical, strategic, and detail-oriented, making them excellent at research, language mastery, and intellectual precision. However, if Mercury moves to the 9th house, their processing expands toward philosophical curiosity and big-picture perspectives, meaning they can swing between broad conceptual thinking and precise analysis depending on the situation. If Ketu is in the 1st house in Punarvasu, their understanding is broad yet deeply instinctual. They do not process knowledge in a linear fashion, but instead grasp insights holistically, often absorbing large amounts of information without structured reasoning. They may struggle to articulate their knowledge in detail, as their mind jumps between abstract ideas rather than following a logical path. However, if Ketu is in the 5th house, their thinking becomes highly detail-oriented but non-linear, meaning they notice hidden meanings, esoteric patterns, and symbolic connections that others overlook. They may excel in philosophy, spirituality, or deep research, but they can also struggle with structured academic learning. Punarvasu Nakshatra's philosophical and adaptable nature makes it inclined toward big-picture awareness, where they see cycles of growth and renewal rather than isolated details. However, planetary placements determine whether they thrive in broad conceptual thinking or excel in meticulous analysis. Their challenge is to balance their love for exploration with the patience to refine details, ensuring that their intellectual pursuits lead to both visionary wisdom and practical execution.